For those of you who don't know me, my name is Rich Daisner. I'm obviously not Pastor Stephen. I say obviously because I'm much shorter, much chubbier, especially after this holiday season. But I am a member here at APC. I was previously an elder and currently a shepherd down at Crossroads, and I'm also involved in the young adult ministry at Crossroads. I'm an usher with my lovely wife on Sundays when I remember. And thank you, Jenna Ball, for stepping in and the polls for helping out. And also you see me greeting sometimes up front. So it is truly an honor for me to be here today to share the word of the Lord. A gift you can use. So Christmas was just a few days ago. Did everyone get gifts? Everyone get gifts? I didn't see all your hands up. Were you guys bad? Did you guys not get gifts? Okay. Did you like the gifts you received? Yeah? Were they useful? Yeah? Well, about 20 years ago, Donna and I received a gift. It came beautifully wrapped, had a big bow on it, card, and it was about this big. So we unwrap it, and it's just a plain cardboard box. So we open the box, and we pull out this thing. It was like scrap metal. It was yellowish and gray, and it was shaped like fish. You could kind of see through it because the pieces were pulled off, and it was pointy. And there was this really crude little like latch and thing on the side, and it had like a little cup where like a candle would go. So it was about this big, about that wide. And to this day, Don and I really don't know what it was. I mean, and what do you say when you open up a scrap metal fish candle holder? I mean, what do you say? So we did the best we could. We smiled, we said thank you, and we put it in the best place we could, the attic. But today I'm going to talk about another gift, a gift you can use. The reading today is from the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament. Isaiah was a prophet from about 700 years before Jesus was born. He was the most notable of prophets for uniquely capturing the character of the coming Messiah. Not a warrior king, but a humble servant. We can see now he was prophesying about Jesus. The scripture, Isaiah 9, 1 through 2, "But there will be no gloom for those who were in anguish. In the former time, he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the later time, he will make glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a deep darkness, on them a light has shined." Here, Isaiah is hopeful. There will be no gloom for those who are in anguish. But, he is acknowledging anguish, the darkness. During the Christmas season of joy, we're happy, we're excited, but for many of us it can be bittersweet. We may still feel the sting of loss, the pang of regret. You didn't make the team. Your first choice college turned you down. Your boyfriend broke up with you. Your parent relapsed. The illness struck. Your loved one passing too soon. Like Mike Zazzarino Sr. Mike was my father-in-law and Donna's beloved dad. At just 51, a year younger than I am right now, he died suddenly of a heart attack this day, 26 years ago, December 29th, 1993, just 3 months after we were married. Land of deep darkness. Scripture acknowledges the presence of darkness, of trouble, of anguish. Job 5:7, "Human beings are born to trouble, as surely as sparks fly upward." And in John 16:33, Jesus himself says, in this world, you will have trouble. Well, there are volumes written about the why. And I'll let Pastor Stephen tackle that weighty question. We can agree on this. The trouble, the darkness, the anguish, it exists. And it is inevitable. We live in a fallen world. But, we should not lose hope. Our faith should not wane. Why? Isaiah is hopeful. On them a light has shined. Verses 6 and 7. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. A son given to us, a gift you can use. A relationship with God through Jesus. A relationship with God through Jesus. This is not just a gift for Christmas Day, but Jesus is a gift we can use every day, especially for the dark days, for the anguish, for the trouble. Jesus is the Wonderful Counselor offering guidance. Jesus is the Mighty God no darkness or trouble can overcome. Jesus is the Everlasting Father, comforting this day and evermore. Jesus is the Prince of Peace, peace beyond our understanding. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. You see, friends, the Lord has done this. The Lord has done this in sending us the gift of his son, Jesus. The zeal of the Lord, zeal. The definition of zeal is great enthusiasm in pursuit of a cause. Great enthusiasm, love, in pursuit of a cause, us. His love in pursuit of us. It's beautiful. The pursuit of us, the offer of relationship, the gift we can use, requires us to embrace it. It's there. Embrace him to make it useful, to make this gift useful. It's up to us. So how? How do we embrace this gift? What do we need to do? Friends, we need to be faithful. We cannot let the darkness or trouble keep us from our zeal, our pursuit of him. So, lean into your faith community. Share one another's burdens. Devote time to prayer. Devote time to reading scripture. Lean into fellowship to learn from your brothers and sisters. For me, I'm not that good at carving out the specific time for prayer and scripture. I don't have a prayer chair. I don't have that 15 minutes in the morning. But I do. On Wednesday mornings at 6:30 a.m., I go down to Crossroads and I meet for men's breakfast. And there we do read scripture, and we do pray, and we talk about it with each other. We lean in. We do fellowship. However you can pursue him, whatever works for you, it is important to do so faithfully. For we don't know the time or the hour. In the beginning, I mentioned my father-in-law's passing. At that time, Don and I didn't have a relationship with Jesus. We were not prepared. A year and a half ago, at a family party, my mom passed suddenly of a heart attack, 74, right in front of my daughters, my niece and nephew, and all three of her children. Yes, it was terrible. Yes, it was sad. There was anguish. But there was no gloom in my anguish. Though I walked in darkness, I saw a great light. I lived in a land of deep darkness, but on me a light shined. You see, friends, in the face of inevitable, the trouble, the darkness, I had a gift. I had a relationship with Jesus. I had a faith community to share my burden. You here shared it with me. I had prayer to go to, and I had scripture to lean on, and the fellowship of my brothers and sisters right here. I have the gift you can use. We have the gift you can use. The gift of our Lord Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, thank you for this amazing opportunity to share your word with my brothers and sisters here today. May your word be heard, and may your will be done. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.